It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call the action, here's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers.
Hello, fans from Tioga and all across the Southern Tier, joining us via WCDOsports.com. Tiger football is on the air.
And hello, Harpersville fans. Hornets football is on the air.
I'm Harry Graves, and it's once again time for Tri-Town Area High School Football, brought to you over WCDO.
And I'm Anthony Beers, and today we're at the Harpersville High School football field, where the Harpersville Hornets have just taken the field. Roars from the crowd. We're just moments away from kickoff between the Tioga Tigers and the Harpersville Hornets.
Well, this is the second of a two-game Southern Tier Spectacular weekend, I guess is the way you can say it. We saw an evening contest last night in which Unitigo ended up pulling the rug out from under the Deposit Hancock Eagles. 42-14 was the final score. And here in Harpersville today, it's all blue skies and lots of enthusiasm in the part of the audience.
And tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season.
This is one of those contests that you sort of look forward to if you happen to be a sports fan. We have two teams coming in with identical unbeaten records. Well, last night we saw the contest between Deposit Hancock and Unitigo, and both of those teams came into their Division 5 match with a 3-0 record in league play and identical 4-1 records overall. Well, today it's one notch better. Tioga and Harpersville, they both come in with 3-0 records. They are unbeaten overall. Their records are 5-0. And I am looking for a continuation of the excitement here today.
And Harry and I saw an excellent game last night in Unitigo. Unitigo was able to win that one 42-14 against Deposit in what was a big game for that division, determining the division winner.
What was most interesting about that contest, if you remember, scoreless first period, lots of push and shove, actually low scoring through the first half. It wasn't until much later in the ball game that the Unitigo Spartans were finally able to build up a sizable score. We had a bit of a, I don't want to call it mishap, it was called a flat tire. So as a result, Tioga a little bit late getting here, so that's why we have the delayed start. And right now we happen to have a whole lot of activities going on with Senior Day. So the senior players and parents are being honored here for the Harpersville Hornets. Coming up, we're going to be taking a very close look at both of these teams and the starting lineups, all during the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. You're listening to Tri-Town High School Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last.
Quality cuts at fantastic prices this week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans. It's our annual October meat sale, and we have great selections like whole boneless center cut pork loins, $1.79 a pound. Mountain Air boneless and skinless chicken breasts, $1.79 a pound. 3 pounds or more family pack, 80% lean fresh ground beef, $2.49 a pound. Boneless top round roast, $2.79 a pound. Mountain Air chicken leg quarters, only 69 cents a pound. Wow! And what is the meat without the potatoes? 5 pound bags of round white potatoes, buy one, get one free. Dinner is served this week. While shopping at our Sydney Great American, enjoy our brand new rewards program. We have combined forces with our great friends at Swalby and are offering our very loyal shoppers the opportunity to receive great rewards every time they shop. Stop by our customer service office and pick up your new Swalby key tag. Scan your tag every time you shop and you'll earn points towards great products that range from a free donut to a $100 gift certificate. An exciting and easy way to receive free food and products just by stopping in your locally owned and operated Sydney Great American.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Harry Graves and Anthony Beers back here at the Harpersville football field on a very sunny day. Absolutely magnificent drive coming down the motorway today, and we're going to be having football coming up. We'll have all sorts of senior activities going on right at the moment out on the field in front of us, so that'll give us the opportunity to look at the starting lineups and set the stage for this afternoon's football game.
Starting lineup for Harpersville has remained very healthy over the course of 6 weeks into the season. The starting quarterback is still Devin Dean, junior at 183 pounds. And in the backfield, it'll be the elusive running back Stephen Lee, number 7, at 5'7", 155 pounds. Power back Andrew Kimmel, number 34, 5'10", 224 pounds. And other running back Cody Snow, number 15, 5'10", 188 pounds. Up front for the Hornets is Silas Weckel at center, number 66. Guards Sean Sweet, 67. Scott Gregory, number 70. Tackle Tyler Gates, 71. Another tackle Brad Bender, 76. And Dylan Smith, number 22. And John Andrews, number 26, both at the tight end position. As for Tioga, Tioga's coming into town with quarterback Ryan Ferguson leading the troops. He's a senior, number 12. He's 5'9", 141 pounds. And up front, he'll have center Jake Howland blocking for him, number 54, with guards Mike Malella, number 60, and Carter Jackson, number 65. Tackles Dylan Babcock, 79, and Zach Kelsey, number 70. And also with two tight ends in their formation is Keegan Brink, number 44 for the Tigers, and Josh Kipcart, number 85. In the backfield will be Jesse Manuel, number 7, running back 5'7", a sophomore, 151 pounds. Sophomore, also another running back, Dylan House, 5'10", 184 pounds, number 25. Other running back will be Brad Jump, who's listed at 5'4", 167 pounds for the Tigers. And another back that will be featured in tonight's game, this afternoon's game, Adams Werlein, 5'8", 200 pounds, sophomore.
So we are just moments away from the start of the game today. You're listening to sports on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports. Sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
October is National Cruise Vacation Month, and Catskill Travel has sales all month long, like Norwegian Cruise Line 9-day Eastern Caribbean from New York, starting at just $3.99 per person. Book select sailings on Holland America and receive incredible bonuses, including a beverage package valued at $100 per cabin per day, free specialty dinner, and reduced fares for third and fourth guests. And Carnival has four-night sailings from Miami to Key West and Cozumel, Mexico, as low as $149 per person. All based on availability, so call Catskill Travel, 563-2156. Main Street, Sydney, 563-2156.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So it is once again Harry and Anthony back here at Harpersville on a beautiful afternoon. We happen to have officials from the Southern Tier Football Officiating Chapter today. Andy Anderson is the referee in this game today. Other crew members are going to be Casey Igo, Mark Layton. It will be Keith McCowan and Jim Goodrich rounding out the team as line judge and back judge, respectively. The meeting of the co-captains out in the center of the field with the officials going on right now.
And captains for the Harpersville Hornets, Gates, Kimmel, and Andrews, just had a nice little ceremony for seniors earlier before this one. They're out on the field for that coin toss, and these teams are getting fired up and ready to go.
And it looks to me that it will be Harpersville receiving the ball. That is the indication from out above. Yeah, interesting enough. So it's one of several games going on around the area today. We'll tell you a whole lot more about them later on, but if we happen to look at the key games that you're going to be watching today, it is going to be, Bainbridge Guilford over at Delhi, Unadilla Valley at Walton. They are the two that are closest. Also under the lights tonight, the Oxford Blackhawks taking on Seton Catholic down at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton under the lights. That one will be at 7 o'clock. Lots more games. We'll tell you more about those later on. The Harpersville Hornets are out on the field. It's very interesting to see the officiating team coming in and pushing the players back. They want to make sure that everybody's back about 3 feet from the edge of the field, and they're being quite emphatic about that. Out on the field right now, we finally have the Tioga Tigers. Tanner Falk is out there. He is a sophomore, 5'8", 185 pounds. He is the man who is teeing up the football. He is the kicker and the punter for today's game.
Stephen Lee is back to return, and the kick is underway here. Short hobbling kick bounced out to about the 30-yard line, going to be picked up, tackled just shy of the 30, and we're underway here in Harpersville.
Boy, Alan Rhodes was the man who came over. He thought he had a clear shot at that, and that ball hit low and scooted right under his outstretched hand, and as a result, all he could do is turn around and say, boy, I hope somebody else got this thing, because if not, I'm in deep yogurt.
And Dean trots out onto the field with the opening play for the Harpersville Hornets. They'll start on the 27. First and 10 coming. 11:56 reads the clock for the game's opening play.
Larger than normal crowd for the visiting team across the way. Tioga, great support today.
Harpersville coming out with four receivers. Dean's going to take the snap and keep it himself, though. not much running room over the middle, but able to twist and turn, generate a couple yards.
Yeah, he will get across the 30-yard line. You'll give him a pickup of a couple at least, maybe even three if they're generous.
Interesting. Harpersville comes out in a more dynamic spread-type formation. They're known for their power football. Both teams are in this one. It'll be interesting to see the matchups between the O-line and defensive lines for both teams.
I was watching Devin Dean before the game and just watching his concentration.
One receiver to his left, one to his right, as Dean takes a snap and fakes it to Stephen Lee and throws it over the middle. He's got Andrew, stiff arms him in, and he's brought down finally over the 50-yard line. He's out at the 46.
Oh, Andrews was off to the races on that one, and you could just see the excitement building. But somebody reached out and grabbed his ankle and tripped him up, and he bounced on the ground and rolled to about the 45. They will say his knee was down at the 47-yard line in Tioga Tiger territory.
And a roar from the crowd. First down for Harpersville. It seems like someone jumped up front. There's several flags on the field.
Yeah, there was something in that cadence that threw not one, but two players, two linemen for the Tigers were pulled off sides that time. And it was a straight shot for us to see that one. So 5 yards will be logged by the Harpersville Hornets, and they're getting themselves ready to go.
Harpersville fans out in full force today on a, as he said, very beautiful sunny day here in Harpersville. Dean has a power back behind him, that's Kimmel, and he fakes it to him and then keeps it himself, rolling to the right side, and he stumbles forward for a gain of about three.
Yeah, he gets down inside the 40, so the advance continues. It'll bring up a second, and we'll call it about two.
Good drive to open the game so far for the Hornets. They've been able to run, they've been able to throw so far in this one.
So both Dylan Smith and Devin Dean talking with the coaches at the sidelines. Now they're ready to go.
Dean has two backs behind him. It looks like a pitch option play, and he's going to keep it himself instead of pitching it to Lee, but he's brought down early, shy of the first down.
Short gain, but very short gain. Only maybe a yard at the most if he gets that much. So they're going to flip the down marker over, and it doesn't appear that they're moving the base of the marker at all. We'll call it third and still about second. Michael McMillan coming in with the play from the sidelines. So out of there is Dylan Smith momentarily.
And McMillan listed a wide receiver, third and short situation here. Could be a pass, could be a play fake, could be a run. Here comes Dean, and he gets his man Stephen Lee, who came across the other side of the field, and he's hit hard, but not after a first down for Harpersville.
Yeah, Stephen Lee that time. They sent him in motion, and the little guy managed to just power his way through. Remember, Lee is 5'7", 155 pounds. He tested the right side of the line, gets good yardage. They will put the ball into play down at about the 30-yard line, first and 10.
Good blocking up front for the Hornets that time, but we know Lee is so elusive that he doesn't always need the best run blocks ahead of him. He has the ability to make plays on his own.
You know, I love broadcasting from this booth because I get to sit here and look out the side window. It's almost like being an engineer on a choo-choo train, and I can put my elbow up here on the windowsill, and away we go. We've got a pause on the field as one of the teams wants to call timeout and set the play, so we'll take a quick timeout, too. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Dean takes a snap for this first down for the Hornets there, but he's brought back down after he rolled left in the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, the man who came in that time was Mike Malella, and Malella, a senior, managed to get a once again, just a hand on Devin Dean, but it was enough to be able to trip him up and drop him down. McMillan coming back into the ballgame. They seem to bring Dylan Smith out and alternate him with Michael McMillan for the Harpersville Hornets.
Alternating that tight end or wide receiver option. A lot of formations we've seen with a wide receiver in this one. 8:30 to go. Dean takes the snap, fakes to his right, and throws to the middle. An unbelievable catch by John Andrews.
Oh, just a beautiful, beautiful catch that time as Andrews went up in the air, just snatched it out of the air, held on. There was a good pickup that time. That one was a second, and we would call it about 14. Now they will bring up a third, and we'll call it 7.
And you and I, Harry, have had the opportunity to see John Andrews play for Harpersville on a couple occasions, and every time I've been very impressed by his ability to catch, and he has great hands.
First quarter scoreless ball game. We're at the 8-minute mark.
Dean looks to his right, takes a snap and tosses it to Kimmel. Kimmel looks to lower his shoulder, but he's brought back down hard in the backfield, bringing up fourth down.
Yeah, Kimmel tried to blow his way through that time. That time it was Dylan House who comes in and makes the first contact, and then Mike Malella was right there to add to the defense. No gain at all for Kimmel. A loss on the play maybe of a yard, bringing up a fourth down. We'll call it 8. The ball resting down at about the 28-yard line.
McMillan tells Dean the play, and on fourth down, they're going to go for it. Takes the snap, fakes it to his left, looks to throw to his right. Ball's in the air, incomplete. Turnover on downs.
So sweet. In there very quickly to make the stop that time was Ryan Bergeson. Bergeson on offense is the quarterback, but in his defensive role, he just wanted to slap that ball away from the intended receiver. He did that quite effectively, and as a result, the Tioga Tigers take over on downs.
Tioga looking to start their first drive of the game. They're coming off a coasted win against Oxford. 50-0 was that score last week.
And the television boys are here in great force today, wanting to capture what might be the league championship game. We'll tell you more about that later.
Ryan Bergeson takes the snap, multiple pile blockers behind him, and he hands it off to running back number 3, Brad Jump, who's brought down without much of a gain.
Brad Jump, I find to be very, very interesting ball player. He is one of 3 ball players who are 5'4 or shorter. And yet he is 167, very powerful runner. He's had many opportunities to shine this season. He is a junior. You're going to see a lot more of him coming up.
Interesting thing about that play was Carter Jackson, who normally lines up on the offensive line, opted to come into the backfield to block as an extra up back. Here comes a snap, and it's a run over the middle to, I believe that was Jump again. No, that time it was Jesse Manuel. No appreciable gain that time.
They're saying that went to Jesse Manuel, but exactly as you said, no appreciable gain on the play. Manuel, a sophomore, 5'7", 151 pounds. We have ourselves a third, and we'll still call it about 7.
And I just got a whiff of some cheeseburgers. The snack bar is right underneath us. That's tempting. Bergeson, under center, takes the snap, hands it off over the middle, but a flag comes flying in. The play is thrown dead.
Yeah, the flag was thrown by referee Andy Anderson. That stops all the play. Incidentally, we do believe definitely in torturing assistant announcers. So, you know, we intentionally load these broadcast booths right up over top of the snack bar. Going to be 5 yards marched off against the Tigers. That will bring up a third and a little bit more than 10.
I don't doubt that it's a coincidence that it's directly underneath us.
No, there's no coincidence. Ball being spotted down inside the 30.
Bergeson on third and long is going to look to throw. Oh, play fake to his right. Throws off his back foot to his right, and the pass is juggled and incomplete. Might have touched about 3 or 4 people.
Yeah, Stephen Lee was down there, went high into the air. I think Cody Snow also in on ruining the play for the Tioga Tigers. But you saw Bergeson with that good arm.
And Harpersville will send out the punt return. That's Dean, their primary return man for the team. Punting is Carter Jackson. Sends the ball deep into the left. Lee just shies away from it, and it's going to be down by Tioga at about the 40-yard line.
That's 35.
35.
That ball came down. It was very interesting because it came down, and it took an absolutely neutral bounce. It did not go either forward. It did not come backward. It came down, hit at about the 34, and bounced almost straight up in the air, and the officials will put it down at the 35, which is right about where we called it.
Andrew standing as a wide receiver on the near side of the field. He's got McMillan to his left is Dean. Dean fakes it to his left, keeps it himself, and he's lassoed down at about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that time you saw big old Andrew Kimmel in there as just the blocker trying to bulldoze a hole. He was not able to do that for Devin Dean, and as a result, it is going to be extremely short yardage, about a gain of one, we'll call it. Well, we will be seeing a game coming up next week that could very well be the end-all. That will probably be Sydney at Tioga.
Man in motion is Dean. He's going to get a play fake, and then Dean looks to throw the incomplete to the left side of the field. Dean faked it to Lee that time, and then intended for Andrews, no catch.
Yeah, that ball comes down between the 45 and the 40-yard line. It will bring up a third down situation, still about nine for the Harpersville Hornets.
4:34 to go in the opening quarter.
Last week, it was a Harpersville 1-0 forfeit win over Kander. Kander's having its problems, and all you need to have is a man or two out. You don't have enough men to field a team. And Coach Tim Petras was saying that that was actually a blessing for the Harpersville Hornets.
Dean sends Snow in motion, then fakes it to him and throws to the right, but the pass is broken up. That was intended for Lee.
Yeah, the man who went up in the air was Jake Howland, and Howland, a senior, smashed it away, and then he came down very ecstatically, jumping up and down and bouncing those hands, saying, yes, yes, yes. Fourth down, still long yardage. Fourth and about nine, the ball resting, as we said, at about the 36.
Scott Gregory punting for the Hornets, takes the snap with that big leg and kicks it to the right, and that ball's going to take a Harpersville-friendly bounce, no return from Tioga. Down by Kimmel on the other side of the field.
Also, absolutely no rush on the part of Tioga trying to put pressure on the kicker. Everybody was holding their position, said we'll do our damage on the run back. There was no run back. So for those of you who are leaf peepers, we have a beautiful day for getting out and doing things, taking a ride in the country. We are just a little bit past peak. So we're getting a little bit more browns than we are reds and yellows. Still a great day to take a drive. Here we go. First and 10, Tioga.
Ferguson lining up in a heavy set for the Tigers. Going to hand it off to number 7, Jesse Manuel, which makes a man miss and then falls forward on the far side of the field.
Talk about Coach Nick Aiello. He did a very good job of supplying us not only with the starting offensive unit, but also the starting defense. Normally, in this particular broadcast team, we may plot out the positions for the offensive unit, but we usually pick up the defense by numbers.
Second and 4. Multiple blockers in the backfield. Takes a snap and hands it off to Jesse Manuel again. He's got a lot of room that time for a first down for Tioga.
Yeah, and as that play progressed, it was Sean Sweet, the junior 5'9", who managed to come up and make the stop, but he had to really wrestle the ball carrier that time before he was able to bring him down.
And what Tioga's doing is, on several plays now, they've had the kick of the foot of Ferguson. They take big old Carter Jackson and put him in the backfield for a dual fullback type situation. Hands it off this time again to Manuel. Same formation. Manuel's got room. This play's been working. He's going to the right. I don't think anyone's going to catch him. That's a touchdown, Tioga.
So, it was Manuel that time, who was off and running. Jesse Manuel is a sophomore. He broke loose for a 62-yard touchdown scamper last week against Oxford, a game in which Tioga scored on its first two offensive plays, and that set the tone for everything that was going to follow. This one's a 6-0 score, with Tioga scoring at 3:08 of the first period.
Tanner Folk is the kicker for Tioga.
Folk on to attempt the extra point.
He takes his steps back, and he's ready to go. There's the snap and the hold, and the kick is good. That'll make a score of 7-0 for Tioga.
So Folk manages to put the Tigers in a commanding lead here in the opening moments of this ball game. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Did you know Enchanted Gardens Route 7 Harpersville is a full-service florist featuring beautiful flowers perfect for any occasion? They also have antiques, candles, jams and jellies, and other great gift selections. Plus, you can save 20% off their already low prices on trees and shrubs right now. Enchanted Gardens is fully insured and still booking for your fall plantings and landscape design and construction. Or for a free estimate, call Steve or Sherry at 693-2755. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7, Harpersville. Family owned and operated for over 27 years.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Ball teed up for the Tigers. Folk back to kick, and the ball is hit shortly, sharply, almost like an onside kick, fallen quickly on by Harpersville at about the 50.
Yeah, right at the 50-yard line. See who it was that was in there. That may have been Silas Weckel, the 6'2 senior who managed to fall on that ball. And the Harpersville Hornets will begin play right at midfield. I want to give a shout-out to several listeners who are joining us today via WCDOsports.com. And we happen to have Centuria, Wisconsin, Deerfield, Massachusetts, Newton, Connecticut, and lots of listeners along from the southern tier.
Dean in the shotgun, three receivers to his right. He looks right and throws right. Ball is in the air and incomplete, intended for Stephen Lee.
Oh, what was even more agonizing about that was that you couldn't see it because you had the wall in your line of sight, but Stephen Lee was about one step out of bounds that time. Had he been able to catch it, it would have been called out of bounds. Great arm by Devin Dean. Great attempted catch by Stephen Lee. Second and 10 from the 50.
And 3 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first quarter here at Harpersville.
John Andrews split to the near side.
Lee in motion. Going to be taking the snap is Dean. Dean fakes it to Kimmel and keeps it himself for no gain.
Yeah, it was an interesting one because Kimmel had that one exactly as it was planned. The ball by Dean was offered up to him. He faked it like he was taking it, and then he went right down and decided to block out the on-rushing defenders, and it was Devin Dean who got back to the line of scrimmage no farther. 2.5 minutes left in the opening period of play. Harry Graves and Anthony Beers, our opportunity to say hello to everybody along the southern tier.
Third and 10, one receiver to his left, three to his right is Dean. Dean scrambles, but desperate for time, and he's going to get hit. Ball is loose, but it's going to be ruled that his arm was going down. That's an incomplete pass. Fourth down coming.
Yeah, Andy Anderson was right there and called on it right away. The ball is going to be removed back to the midfield area. It will be a fourth down. Devin Dean not at all happy about the inability to move the ball upfield. So now fourth and still 10 in a kicking situation.
And that's a booming kick from Scott Gregory, but it was out of bounds. And the ref appears to be spotting it at about the 36-yard line.
So it is one of those where here is a game that is very different from the one that Tioga experienced against Oxford last week when they ended up getting 50 first half points and won the ball game 50-0. They scored on their first two offensive plays with Outstanding plays by Dylan House, Brad Jump, and Jesse Manuel. Jesse Manuel, the only one to have scored so far in this ballgame.
Ferguson takes the snap and hands it off to Jesse Manuel again. That's the same play we saw to the right side for a touchdown, this time going to the left. Blocking ahead is Carter Jackson.
And also enough for probably the first down. Now they want to move the markers. The official is going to look off, and now he makes the signal, and it is the first down that you and I thought it was going to be.
It's very difficult for a defense, Harry, to locate Jesse Manuel on these run plays when they have so many big fellas up front, not only up front, and in the backfield.
1:40, clock running.
Ferguson takes a snap, and this time hands it off to Brad Jump. He gets lost into a pile of bodies for a gain of about 3.
So Jump manages to get down to about the, we'll call it 46-yard line in Hornet territory. So both of these teams, 3-0 in league play, 5-0 overall.
Tight end Keegan Brink jogs onto the field into the huddle. Second and about 7. Ferguson, many men in the backfield behind him. There's 3 of them there. Takes a snap and fakes it. It's a pass play. He's going to the right and rolls to his right and throws it, and it's caught by the big man, number 85, Josh Kithcart. Beautiful pass and beautiful catch.
Yeah, but also a beautiful takeout by Devin Dean. Dean saw that catch. He knew he couldn't get to the man in time to bat it away, so then he just lowered his body, and he took the ball receiver out of the play very quickly. So now, as we are inside 45 seconds, it will be 1st and 10. The ball spotted at about the 23-yard line. Tioga trying to score a second touchdown.
Kithcart listed at 6'3". That ball was clearly aimed high for the tall guy. Here comes the snap again from Ferguson. Hands it off to Jesse Manuel to the right side, and he's still on his feet.
Yeah, Manuel, as we said before, is a sophomore. Very powerful runner. He has gone very close to first down, and they will say it is indeed a first down. And it's going to be 1st and goal to go. It looks just about 5.5-yard line, and time will run out. So as the clock winds down the final 4 or 5 seconds, well, they're maybe going to get it off. Let's see, 5, 4, 3. And the Tigers are out on the field, and with that, they're not going to take the snap in time. So it will be Tioga 7 and Harpersville nothing. End of the first period of what has been a very quick ball game so far. Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So they walk down to the far end of the field. You know how it is when you have a moment to get into the huddle and then you have to walk 90 yards. Well, they'll do that, but everybody's ready to go.
And here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff over the middle, still barreling his way for the touchdown.
Yeah, they will finally make the call down there. So it's a 5-yard touchdown run. So Tioga goes up 13-0. I have no clue. Is that Manuel again?
I think it might have been House. It's very difficult to tell.
Big pile of people. We see the Tigers decked out in their white road uniforms. Dark for Harpersville. Folk will be kicking. And we have a whistle. So somebody made a little bit of a miscue. Now, that's interesting enough. They're taking time to... Okay, so that had to be against Harpersville. Interesting enough. Now they've moved the position of the ball, but you'll notice Folk and the kicker went off the field, so they may very well try to go on the ground on the short distance. Very interesting strategy change.
And Ferguson's going to take the snap, hand it off over the middle. That time, it was no question, Jesse Manuel, but a late flag comes flying in.
Yeah, late flag may do something to it, but I'll tell you, when you look at Jesse Manuel, he just, no one was around him that time. Now, let's see, they'll talk it over, and Andy Anderson will now come out and make the call. So it is going to be against, this time, the Tigers. So as a result, the ball will be moved back.
This PAT becoming more and more difficult for the Tigers. That's their second penalty.
Yeah, not only that, but this moves the ball all the way back to the 15-yard line, and they'll be trying from there. And once again, the strategy changes. Now Folk is back in the ball game. The ball will be held in there by number 12. That is Ryan Ferguson.
Ferguson with the hold, perfect hold, and the kick is up and no good is the call. So 13-0 is going to be our score after this touchdown.
That was off to the right. We had the opportunity today, because of the bit of delayed start of this ball game, to take some time to see some of the different players in their warm-up. And lots of times things are so busy you don't have the opportunity to do that, Anthony. And I spent a great deal of time watching Volk. Tanner Volk was down here with two ball boys. One of the ball boys was thinking at the time, unenviable task of being the man to hold. And as a result, Volk was just kicking him up, kicking him through. The other ball boy returning the balls back out. But he just spent his time just simply practicing kicks for the PAT event. 13-0 is our score. 11 minutes 55 seconds showing on the clock, period number two, as the sophomore Tanner Folk tees up the football and is ready to go.
Folk raises his arm. Ball's on the 40-yard line, and off go the Tioga Tigers to kick off. Ball is short, another onside kick. It's juggled. Ball's still loose. No one's got it. It's out of bounds.
Yeah, but finally fallen on by big Tyler Gates. Gates saw that loose ball and dove on it, even though he landed on it out of bounds. He was the one who recovers. So the Hornets will take possession here. And for all intents and purposes, midfield, it's going to be at 48-yard line in Tioga territory. Only one game coming up next week. All of the action will be on Friday night involving our local teams. We'll have a contest for you on Friday.
Harpersville with good field position fakes it to Cody Snow, and Dean had to step back into his drop steps a little further than he wanted and throw to Andrews, incomplete.
Oh, I'll tell you, vicious hit at that time coming in. Ryan Ferguson really just leveled the intended receiver. Ball spotted down at the original line of scrimmage, so it brings up a second and 10. That was a clean hit, so there were no flags on the play, but it was a hard hit, trust me.
Here comes the snap from Dean, standing in the shotgun. He's going to keep it over the middle, and he's crunched for a loss.
Yeah, I'll tell you, poor Devin Dean is sitting there on the ground just looking up at people around him. It's a loss on the play of a couple of yards. Now Dean finally up and back into the huddle, but he was wiped out on that one.
That was defensive tackle Keegan Brink with the big hit in the backfield, number 44.
The Harpersville Hornets have had very good luck this year and have to be riding on a bit of a crest of happiness.
Dean looks to throw a screen. It's caught by Kimmel, but in a play that was disrupted from pass rush, it's going to be shy of the first down.
Yeah, Kimmel gets down across midfield, but there is a flag I see over there on right on the 50-yard line. The ball put it down at the 46, and they are going to say it is against the Harpersville Hornets. Bit of a discussion going on with the white hat, and they will say it will be the Tigers taking over on downs.
Penalty was against the Hornets. The Tigers are going to decline.
The refs are still determining.
They're still talking about
still it. Still talking about the situation here.
Well, they'll look at it two or three times, and now what are they going to do? The signal comes now.
Penalty declined by Tioga, bringing up fourth down.
Okay, so it will not be the Hornets taking over on downs. It is going to be fourth, and we'll call it about five. The ball spotted down at the 46-yard line.
Dean has many receivers, but it's going to be a punt formation as he's the up back. And here's the kick from Gregory. That's a boomer. That's his longest one yet, but unfortunate, a little too long as it bounces into the end zone for Harpersville.
So it will be.
Are you looking at
what were you calling on that kicker last time?
I believe it's a Scott Gregory.
I think
Scott Gregory, number 70.
It's interesting because on today's list, I see David Cashavilli as being number 70. So they may have had a number change from the previous time. We'll spot that and see if we can get an accurate call on that play. Both of these teams have had a few number changes, so as a result, we have to keep watching what the roster is currently at. 10:50 showing on the clock, second period. Tioga leading 13-0.
Ferguson continuing to lead the offense in that heavy set. That time it was up the middle for House.
That's a dive for jump.
Pardon me, Brad, jump. Dive up the middle for a gain of about four.
Brad Jump is no stranger to sizable runs. He ripped off a 34-yard touchdown run early in the game last week.
Ferguson to Manuel. Scampers to the right side. Close to the first down. Probably going to be just short.
So if
first down.
If that ends up being Cashavilli, he is a sophomore, stands 5'11", 254 pounds. That would look about the size of the man who made the stop that time.
Continuing in the same formation is Tioga, but someone wants a timeout. I believe that's
timeout
the Hornets.
Yep. So it's
timeout
going to be Hornets. Timeout for the Harpersville Hornets. You're listening to Tri-Town Area Sports and your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry and Anthony here on a very sunny Saturday afternoon. 13-0 is the score. The Tigers of Tioga are the stingiest defense around. They have allowed in all of their games so far this season only 28 points, and that is the best of any school, regardless of size, across the Southern Tier in all of Section 4.
9:50 to go in the second quarter. First down for the Tioga Tigers. And this snap is going to go over the middle. Barreling is a bunch of people in there. That's a big pile of bodies.
Boy, I'll tell you. That may have been number 34. That would be Okay, Brad Jump, let's see.
Easy to miss Brad Jump listed at 5'4", especially when he's behind two bruising blockers going to the right side there.
That's interesting. Well, now we have a man shaken up down on the field. That is going to be number 65. I believe that is going to be Carter Jackson, who is down, had the wind knocked out of him, and is just sitting on the field trying to recover. Both teams come back to the various benches. I made mention earlier that the Tioga defense has been very stingy. We were talking about this before the game. If you look at the points given up, there have been only 28 points given up in five games by Tioga this season. The next nearest happened to be Shenango Forks. Now, everybody thinks of Shenango Forks, or at least from this area, as a power. They've allowed 64 points, 53 allowed by Maine Endwell, who are just tearing up. They're on a 30-game win streak. Everybody else isn't even close. They have given up 70, 80, 90, or over 100 points. So absolutely the leaders are Tioga, Shenango Forks, and Maine Endwell, and they are some of the most powerful teams in all of Section 4. Well, now Andy Anderson swings his arm around, tries to get both teams back out onto the field, and we're ready to go. The injured player just winded. He is off on the far sideline.
The injured player was Carter Jackson, able to jog off the field. Bergeson is going to hand it off to Jesse Manuel, who dances his way for a gain of about two or three.
Boy, they've been working Manuel in today's game. Lickety-split.
And these running backs they have in the backfield, with the exception of House, are Manuel's 5'7", 151 pounds, and Jump's 5'4", 167 pounds. You see that weight and that height, and you assume they're going to be some outside runners, but they've been pounding it up the middle so far in this one.
I had some of the stats from the Oxford contest. Jesse Manuel led the way with 198 yards and two touchdown carries. He had a good day then, too.
And now he's standing at wide receiver. Ferguson looked at him the entire way.
That was one of those cases where Ferguson took his eye off the ball just ever so momentarily, and as the result, the ball will go off his shoulder pads and out of bounds. But why did he take his eyes off the ball? Well, he is number seven, but there was another number seven out on the field. His name's Stephen Lee, and he was coming in hard, and it would have been a collision of two rather diminutive players. One at 5'4", the other at 5'7".
Punt coming. Ball is kicked high and far to the right side of the field. Takes a bounce friendly for Tioga. Stephen Foku is punting as well. Flag on the play.
And it amazingly stayed in bounds as it hit at about the 35, goes about 10 yards right down the line in fair territory. But there is a flag on the play and a discussion of the referees out on the field right now. Tioga's Brad Jump comes over to be in on the conversation, and we will see where they're going. Everybody is moving down to where the football was kicked. It is resting right now at the 24-yard line. We have 8 minutes and 31 seconds showing on the clock, and the Harpersville Hornets going to be taking over the football. They have it first and 10 on the 24.
Penalty's going to go against the Hornets. Personal foul is the call.
That was a personal foul against the Hornets.
Yeah, but I'm waiting to see where they're going to start play from. There's still a bit of a discussion going on. Now the Hornets will move back, and the ball will be marched down from where it was resting at about the 24-yard line, and they will move it down to about the 12, as it's half the distance to the goal line.
The Hornets will take over first and 10 from their own
12-yard line. So the Hornets, first and 10, they're going to split McMillan off to the near side.
And they're lining up on the 12. Dean is under center, kicks Lee in motion, and then gives it to him on the right side, far side of the field as he's running, and then turns it up for a positive gain.
Yeah, but wasn't able to get the big hole that he wanted. So as a result, he will be stopped after a gain of about two. So So we'll still bring up a second, and we will call it 8. Week number 6 of our season, high school football, hate to think of it as winding down, but Unitego, the Spartans, won the division championship last week. This will not be an outright victory. We'll tell you more about that later.
Dean has a receiver to his left, but he's going to hand it off over the middle into a big pile of bodies. The ball was given to Lee as he was hit hard.
Yeah, it's one of those things that when you have a team that has a very effective defense, it's very difficult to find a hole in that defense. A number of people have tried, and so far a number of people have failed. Dylan Smith that time was in the play. Now he'll come on out, and going on in will be Michael McMillan as they run the plays in from the near sideline.
Potential passing situation here, 3rd and 7. Still on their own side of the field is Harpersville, trying to generate some offense in this one against that feared Tioga defense. Here's the snap. Dean to throw. Dean avoiding a rush, still on his feet, but he's eventually dragged down by number 44, Keegan Brink.
Yeah, that's at about the 5-yard line as he was given a rather extensive ride backwards. It will bring up now a 4th down, and it's going to be over 15. So it's 4th, and we'll call it about 18 yards. A couple of men coming out for the Harpersville Hornets. Tyler Gates not in the action here. As getting ready to kick will be David Kashavili.
Kashavili puts it up, and it's going to be caught for a fair catch by number 12, Ryan Ferguson. I apologize, folks. I've been saying Scott Gregory was the punter, but it's Kashavili who's been punting.
And this may very well be a change of numbers from the weeks before. We did not check the numbers with the coach and go over every single player. We just simply had talked to him, and he says no major changes, so we didn't think there'd be any. You can forget about a New Jersey. So it will be 1st and 10. The ball spotted down inside the 40 at about the 38-yard line, and the Tigers take over.
Tigers get the ball right back after a good sequence of defensive play, and that ball is to Jesse Manuels. He tries to elude a defender but can't as he's brought down on the near side of the field.
Good penetration, 26, Scott Andrews, to break up the play.
Well, for those of you who may just be joining us, a number of players for the Harpersville Hornets were honored as Senior Recognition Day. Tyler Gates, Brad Bender, Mike McMillan, Steve Lee, Scott Gregory, Sean Keeley, John Andrews, and Andrew Kimmel, along with Silas Wackel, Cody Snow, and Kevin Hiller.
All members of the backfield lining up in a three-point stance. As he takes the snap, as Ferguson gives it to Manuel, as if Manuel wasn't hard enough to see, when he gets down in a three-point stance, he's almost invisible back there.
I don't want to say anything, but that may be part of the reason why they do it that way.
Absolutely.
You use any form of strategy you can use, and it works.
But there's a flag on the play against Tioga that'll push them back.
Yeah, that'll bring, it'll be a pretty reasonable penalty, too. It'll bring the ball all the way back to across midfield. I was going to say to midfield. They're going to take it down to about the 46, back in Tiger territory, and that will bring up a 2nd and 25.
An illegal block against the Tigers is the call.
13-0 is our score. Second period action, about 5.5 minutes remaining until halftime. Tioga leading the Harpersville Hornets here at Harpersville today.
Ferguson scans the field, takes the snap, play fakes it, and he's going to throw it to the right side of the field. Lee covering up for lost ground as the ball falls incomplete.
Yeah, nobody available that time out on the flat out here, number 85. We'll spot who that happened to be. That's going to be who?
Kithcart.
Josh Kithcart, 6'3", big boy, 247 pounds.
He had a catch earlier in the game that set up a nice drive that ended in a touchdown for the Tigers.
Keegan Brink goes out, so does Brad Jump, as they give them a rest and bring in some reserves.
Ferguson lining up in the shotgun this time for a very third and long. He's throwing a fade to the right side of the field. It was a jump ball situation. 7-7, Jesse Manuel versus Stephen Lee, incomplete.
Yeah, the ball, it's interesting to watch the two of them go at it because one trying to catch, the other trying to bat away. And that ball, not received. The last two times now that we've seen the two of them go at it, it has been an incomplete forward pass.
Both players with very similar roles for their respective ball clubs.
Fourth down and long yardage in a kicking situation.
Folk kicks the ball. This one's going to be a little shorter, but bounces to the right side. Going to go out at about just before the 20.
Yeah, it's going to be at about the 21. So it will be Harpersville taking over the ball as they get going again. So we had a score that came out at toward the end of the first period and then one early in the second period. And aside from that, it's been defense battling defense here at Harpersville today. Senior Recognition Day, lots of fans from both schools. Tioga Center sent a whole bunch of folks here today.
5:03 left in the quarter. Andrews to the right. Snap is taken from Dean in an option play to his right. Keeps it himself and not much room to run as he's brought down at about the line of scrimmage.
The facilities here at Harpersville, they don't have a large seating capacity, so you see lots of people standing along the fence and as many on the far side of the field as on the near side of the field today. So here we go. It's going to be Dylan Smith off to the near side this time, Anthony.
And Lee's going to go in motion and receive the football on a handoff, trying to turn it up and can't as he's just out of room. But a late flag comes flying in.
Yeah, and that flag was thrown way up in the air. So somebody saw something and they didn't like it, and it looks to me like it'd be a personal foul against the Tigers. And it's going to be big yardage marked off against them. They cross the 30, cross the 35, and that will be enough for a first down for the Harpersville Hornets. The ball is spotted finally at about the 36-yard line.
That's positive news for the Hornets. They now have a little more breathing room as they can run their offense a little more comfortably.
4:10 showing on the clock.
And there's going to be a three-receiver set on the near side of the field. And Dean's going to look to the other side. He's going to pump and spin around, and he's crushed. Nowhere to go. Sack.
Yeah, it's one of those difficult things. Man, if you don't have a man open and you can't get that ball away too quickly, you don't stand a chance against the Tiger defense because that is one mean machine. 3:44, this clock has stopped. Coming back out is Dylan Smith. Now he trots along Devin Dean and tells him what to do as they go side by side back into the huddle, and Dean will bark out the play to his teammates. Off to the near side, the aforementioned Dylan Smith.
2nd and 24, quick pass off the hands of a defender. That's number 3, Brad Jump.
Yeah, the intended receiver that time was Cody Snow. Cody Snow, senior, 5'10", 188 pounds. Boy, lots of shirt sleeves and sunglasses here at Harpersville today. Beautiful afternoon for football. Now it's Michael McMillan who will bring the play in from the sidelines. And he can furs with Devin Dean and brings the team out of the huddle.
3:20 left, 3rd down and 24. Whistles are blown, the play is dead. Timeout called, Harpersville.
So we have a pause in the action. 13-0 is the score as Tioga leads Harpersville here this afternoon. You're listening to a Saturday afternoon football game on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you.
SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, with a battle of unbeaten teams, the television cameras are rolling. Everybody wants to make sure that they get on in the action. So are a lot of our listeners along the line, giving a shout-out to Colony, New York. They're joining us via WCDOSports.com.
Just had some Rocky music on the intercom trying to get these players back mentally into this game as Dean takes a snap in the shotgun and throws deep to the left, intended for Andrews, incomplete.
Oh, I'm telling you, that was one sweet one because you did have Andrews down there. And it was going to be... It was a 22 Andrews. Okay, that makes more sense. But also in there was our Stephen Lee. That ball was almost up in the air for anybody up for grabs.
It was broken up by number 7, Jesse Manuel, on the Tioga Tigers.
But it ended up coming down in such a way that it was going to be anybody's football.
Punt is deep to the 40 and down at about the 41.
So with that, it's going to be Jesse Manuel who makes the fair catch. And they're going to spot it down to about the 42. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left here until halftime. No big halftime activities today. That means that your beloved concession stand is going to attract a big crowd.
Tioga sticking with what works. 3 men in the backfield, all in three-point stances. Ferguson takes a snap, fakes it to 2 people, puts it on his hip, but it did not fool John Andrews as he tackles him behind the line of scrimmage.
Dylan House, the man who carried that time.
That ball was actually brought down for a sack, kept by the quarterback on the far side of the field. It was a good ball. He faked it twice.
They faked me again.
Faked it twice. It was an initial hand fake for the fullback and then the halfback, but Andrews wrestled him down and said, no, you don't.
All of a sudden, the wind has taken a minor shift as I can hear it whistling through the mouthpiece.
This time he's going to give it to Manuel over the middle, who cuts it back, and he's still on his feet. He's got daylight.
Yeah.
He could go all the way, and he will.
Yeah,
across
the
20-10-5 touchdown.
Yeah, there is nobody near him. The closest man that time ended up being Devin Dean, but Manuel managed to find a hole, and he went 58 yards, I hear them say, for that touchdown. That makes it 19-0. And we will see if Falk is going to be able to add another PAT kick. You can almost anticipate that that's what Coach Nick Aiello is going to do. Ball spotted down. Team ready to try it. And, this time they do not have Falk here. So they're going to go for the two-point attempt.
And the snap is going to be pitched to
Jesse Manuel.
Guess who? Jesse Manuel, who I think is wrestled down short of the PAT of the marker.
Yes, they
Yeah, they're going to rule it no good. So
the PAT attempt is no good. So we have 2 minutes, 24 seconds left in the second period of this ballgame. 19-0 is our score in favor of the Tioga Tigers. You're listening to Tri-Town Radio Sports on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOSports.com.
So Jesse Manuel picking up his second touchdown of the day. And now it's going to be Tanner Falk who tees up the football, and here we go.
The Hornets. The Hornets on a return, picking up what is another onside attempt. They've done that every time. That was 66 Jensen.
Covered up by 66 Silas Weckl for the Hornets.
It was going to be Carter Jackson who ended up kicking that ball. Folk did not kick that ball. Coke approached it, and then Carter Jackson went on that very quick short kick. And as a result, it is going to be Harpersville at about midfield.
Harpersville still looking to get on the board. 19-0 is our score. 2:24 left in the first half. Lee is kicked in motion. And Dean goes right to throwing. As he steps back in the pocket, has time, looks to throw, and it's intercepted. That is Jesse Manuel.
Yes, it is. It is grabbed down, and he goes to the ground but does not drop the football. So Manuel just doing a one-man wrecking job.
We've said his name time and time again in this half.
It was interesting because in that game at Oxford the other night, it was Dylan House who had an interception on the third play of the game and set up the Tigers for a score. Remember, we said that the Tigers scored on their first two offensive series.
Two-minute type situation for the Tigers, and they line up with a lot of receivers, but Ferguson keeps it himself for a quarterback scramble. Getting a gain of about 5 or 6.
But we keep talking about how a perfect day with sunshine and blue skies and all of that, but all of a sudden we get that little breeze, and could you hear it across your mic?
Absolutely. I'm a fan of it. I think it creates a nice environment.
Oh, I love it. But we have to close the window in order to be able to...
And it's going to be a key. Oh, my goodness, what a hit. That was Ferguson on a quarterback keep over the middle, and he went down hard.
Yeah, Ferguson. Remember, he himself, as a quarterback, is only 5'9", 141 pounds. And, boy, he was stopped like a running into a brick wall that time, as he was just stopped short.
The clock's continuing to run for Tioga, who has a 19-0 lead, and it's about 1:20 now to bring up this 3rd and 6. Big play coming up for the Tigers. Ferguson takes a snap and hands it off to Manuel. He cuts it to the middle of the field and scampers for enough for the first down. He's tackled down by multiple defenders. Clock continuing. So we're going to, well, looks like it might be running now. Yeah, clock continuing to run.
Yep, Tioga, I was going to say, had the championship in 2011 and again in 2012, and they may be doing it here in 2013. It is going to be Jesse Manuel with the football. He will get down across the 35 to about the 36 and a half. And with that, we will have timeout called by the Tioga Tigers as they want to use most effectively the last 51 seconds of this first half of the football game. You're listening to Sports on a Saturday afternoon on your station for Sports WCDO.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
51.7 seconds remaining until the halftime break.
Tioga in a passing situation, looks to throw. He's going to go to his man, Jesse Manuel, but it was incomplete as the ball hit the grass before he could pick it up.
Yeah, that one is one of those strike shots that was a little bit low, and as a result, Manuel ended up getting it on the first bounce, and they don't allow that in this sport.
Two timeouts left for Tioga, 48 seconds left in the half.
Lots of other football games on around the area. We'll tell you about the ones that we have nearby during the Morabito Halftime Report coming on up.
Ferguson kicks Manuel in motion and then gives him the ball as he comes the other way, and he's pushed out of bounds.
I'll tell you, Manuel at time did a beautiful little stiff arm as he tried to get around the Hornet defenders. Could not do that. I want to give a tip of the hat out to the folks at Harpersville because they had a wonderful program today honoring all of the seniors. A little bit of a write-up about every senior, not only the senior football players, but also the varsity cheerleading seniors. So we have one game for you next week. I am quite certain that it will be the Sydney Warriors playing down at Tioga. That's what we've tentatively put in right now. Interesting. They're now going to have another timeout, so it must be that during the last 5 seconds of this first half that everybody's going to try to score if you can. I guess that's the word that they use. Other games around the area today. Susquehanna Valley is at Maine Endwell. That one certainly is an enviable task for the SV Sabres. Owego is at Johnson's, or taking on Johnson City today. That was at a neutral location. Green's at Chenango Forks. Waverly at Chenango Valley. The BG Bobcats taking on Delhi. Maybe we'll be able to get a score on that one for you a little later in the day. Unadilla Valley is over at Walton, so two of the local teams playing in Delaware County. Also, Spencer Van Etten at Moravia, and we're ready to go with football.
Fourth down, 5 seconds on the clock, so they'll elect to run a play, Tioga.
Ferguson
to throw. He's scrambling to buy as much time as he can and just heaves a prayer, and that ball is out of bounds as he was under duress in the backfield.
Ferguson's a pretty heady little player, actually. So, final play of the first half is in the books, and we have a 19-0 ball game as the Tioga Tigers lead the hometown Harpersville Hornets here at Harpersville today. So we have coming up the Morabito Halftime Report being brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products at Sydney 563-HEAT. That's coming up next on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.